Today is our last talk about the Erstor Sutra, the practice of Bodhisattva Kittisgaba. 那今天呢，哈是算是在讲地藏法门的信解行，第一部关于地藏经，是就最后一堂哈，就把剩下的讲一讲哈，重点。 Like I said before, this sutra is very profound and it covers pretty much everything. If we want to go to detail, then we might take years to finish it. I just use this several talks to cover the major issues that most related to our daily life in this talk. 那就像我以前跟大家有分享过，《地藏经》哦，真的是包含了所有的佛教的教理哈。那如果真的要细讲的话，可能要用一年来算哈，一年两年来真正的把它讲得很完整哈。那我今年只是用几次的。 演讲哈，来跟大家分享《地藏经》里面几个重要的重点，然后跟我们的对于教理的理解哈，还有修行，还有日常生活最相关的先指出来哈。So last time we talk about the practice, and we talk about the offering. 上个礼拜哈，我们在讲。 怎么样长养功德的时候呢？大略提到的，在《地藏经》反复提到的哈，布施供养、建佛塔寺、诵大乘经典跟念佛菩萨名号哈。<咳>那上个礼拜呢，主要是讲供养哈。So last time we majorly talk about how to make offering. What is the difference between a king make offering and ordinary people make offering? Last time I can't remember. I think I gave an example about the Pope Francis, how he helped people and helped the poor. And then I find a little girl who want to help homeless. And she grew vegetables, and you know, she make a little cabinet for the homeless to stay in the winter, and all that. And she also attract a lot of helper from the neighborhood, and also from nationwide, worldwide. So, and then they set up an account, and people donate from all over the place for her to do good things for the homeless. From the Erstor Sutra, these two kinds of people has built up a great merit because they not just do good things themselves, they also attract or encourage people to do the things together and for many people. And this, according to the Erstor Sutra, has great merit. But the merits between the king and ordinary people are different. And that's the major question raised by Erstor Bodhisattva. 那个楼上发生什么事？OK，好，请。OK。然后呢？ 上次讲布施供养的时候呢，有提到我举了一个例子呢，是那个教宗哈，他怎么样的对那种残障贫贱的人，他怎么样的去关爱他们，然后他同样的能够吸引很多的宗教师哈，到九一去为受难者祈福哈。 那同样的有一个小女孩呢，她看到那个无家可归的人很可怜，那她自己又没钱，她就去种菜、种蔬菜、水果哈，然后送给那些无家可归的人。 然后呢，慢慢的他又觉得他们没有冬天很冷，没地方住，他就去哈、哦、去弄那个小小的房屋哈、哦，让他们可以在里面睡觉。然后他哦就这样子做，一直做，能做多少做多少。结果呢，他吸引了很多邻居来帮忙，连那个哈、哦、什么 Home Depot 啊什么的都捐东西给他做房子呢哈、哦，然后邻居来帮忙。那最后整个还有一个账号哈、哦，全世界的人都捐钱给他。去做这些事情哈，那所以在地藏经讲来讲说，如果你可以自己做，还叫别人一起来做，这个功德哈，实在是大师比你一个人做的功德大的更多。但是呢，地藏王菩萨的核心问题是说，为什么有人做同样的功德，那他的同样的这个布施哈，为什么功德会差异这么大？就像这个一个国王做跟我们平民老百姓同样做布施，为什么功德差那么多 ？So why? Because a king who can attract a lot of influential people to do the things, and we ordinary people because our karma is not that broad and deep.So what we can attract is ordinary people. And so, just like, you know, I am also religious people. And I want to pray for the 9/11 victims. But my ability is so limited. I can, you know, ask our followers, 100 people, and let's go to 9/11 and pray. But...Pope can attract 1,000 religious leaders to pray in 9/11 museum for the victim. You see the difference? And why he is a Pope and I'm an ordinary nun? Because our past karma, because our past practice, because our past affinity with people are different. I only affiliate to few people because maybe in the past life I only help few people. But the Pope in the past life, he has done a lot of things that help and link affiliate to many, many people. So his influence is dramatic. So if we want to have a successful business or if we want to influence many people, it depends on our past.How we connect with sentient beings. 那为什么一个国王跟一个普通老百姓我一样很努力啊，就像我也是一个宗教师啊，那我也很想为911的受难者祈福嘞，那可是我一个人在那边持药师咒，老实说影响力很有限，就算是我把我们的信众100个带去911，我们来祈福，好，那这个影响力呢，不如我们的 Pope 哦。Pope 呢，他一下子把1000多个，可能东岸哈、哦、大纽约地区非常有每一个宗教有影响力的宗教师召集起来，在那里为受难者祈福。哇，那个影响力之大，而且还电视广播，全球都在看，全球也会。静默的为这些人祈祷，那为什么他的影响力跟我的影响力差这么多呢？在佛的以地藏经的观点来讲，在我的过去世里面，无量劫的过去世里面，其实我结的人缘不多，所以我能够对别人产生正面影响的程度，远远不如教宗呢。他能够当教宗哦。表示他已经是很有福报的哈，然后他往昔过去是无量劫来不断的哈跟众生结善缘，好，然后跟众帮助众生，那样的影响力其实带到我们这辈子来哈，不是今天哈我哈想办法用一些策略哈，用一些自我提升的自我什么宣传的方法，我就可以哈。跟教宗一样，这是没有办法，因为往昔的业力就是这样。So, We are, so that's why the second part of the offering, Buddha encouraged us. From now on, we still need to try hard to do good things, to benefit people, and to invite as many people as possible to do the good things together. Sometimes we will think, you know, just like when I was a lay people, I want to be a fundraiser for the center. So supposedly I need to invite 5 people to make donation with me every month. But for me, I feel like I waste my time. I have to talk to 5 people every month, and then I have to collect money from them. It's much easier. I just write a check for 5 people, and I put my father, mother, brother's name, you know, 5, and I just write a check and say, okay, 5 people donate money. You see my habit? I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to waste my time, you know, travel and collect money. And so that's, you know, so we are encouraged to make offering and invite people to do the good things together. And also, the most important part, transfer the merits to all others. Transfer the merits. And later I will talk about transfer the merit. Why transfer merit is the key that make the difference. 那我在讲那个经典哈，讲完了之后，国王跟善男子、善女人讲完之后，他不是说一直希望我们呢自己做布施，还要呢邀集很多人一起来做布施，有没有？ 那我就想到我以前说想做劝募会员嘛，哈，那劝募会员大家知道，你还得找5个人嘛，每个月哈，还得去跟他们收钱嘛，哈，然后来缴到禅宗，他不管你多少钱啊，一个月5块也好嘛，哈，但是我那时候是居士的时候，我就觉得说这么麻烦，我每个月还去找这5个人，还跟他讲讲话，还跟他到处去跟他收钱，因为那时候也没那么方便嘛，你还去跟他拿 check 什么之类，他寄过来。 那你想想算这不划算嘛，哈，干脆哈，爸爸妈妈、哥哥弟弟全部挂上去嘛，哈，挂5个人，对不对？然后你自己就写一张支票嘛，把那5个人都 cover 了嘛，那不是很快嘛？你看我的习气就这样，不喜欢跟人家讲话哈，结缘，就觉得说做事有效率一点嘛，写一张支票快多了吧，哈。 那你看我做布施好像我一个人做呢哈，我不会想要邀请别人一起来跟我做布施嘞哈。那但是<咳>在经典里面又讲最重要的一个是功德回向这件事，好，那你一定要怎样回向法界一切众生？哎呀，这个回向这个问题学问大了哈，但是我觉得我个人的体验哈，只有在<咳>某种程度。 但是等一下我再跟大家分享功德回向到底是怎么一回事？为什么功德回向哈，它可以在经典《地藏经》里面讲说你就是毕竟成佛嘞。好，and in the sutra all over the place the sutra talk about the Buddha told us that you know we need to not just make offering. We need to help build the temple or church or Buddha statue. Also, we need to read Mahayana Sutra and recite Buddha's name. If you open up the sutra, everywhere you can see that, no matter for what purpose, that it's better that we do this 4 things. It's very beneficial. 那在经典里面呢，一直你随便翻哪一个章节哈。 你都会看到哈，经典里面讲这4关于这4个东西哈，4项功德，一个就是哈你要布施，一个是见佛塔寺和造佛形象哈，那另外一个要读诵大乘经典，然后最后是念佛名号，我不知道的名号哈。So 那这有什么功德？So what is the merits that we will accumulate from these four types of practice? The first, I've talked about that. The second, build up temple and Buddha statue. In the ancient time, actually, you know, the architect, the construction is not that modern. It's really hard to have a place of worship for people to pray, and also a statue. And usually the statue is very, you know, it kind of like used Buddha's faith and the appearance to build up the statue. So when people see it, they will feel joy and peaceful. Just like the first chapter, why the senior, when he saw Buddha's face, he would like to make a vow that he want to help sentient beings in order to have this appearance. Okay, and so if we help build a temple and build a Buddha statue, it will help many people through generations to come to this place and practice and cultivate merits. And that's another kind of offering. Okay. And how about read the Mahayana Sutra? How about Hinayana? Why not Hinayana, but Mahayana? We are not making discrimination here. The difference is Hinayana is more focused on self practice. That's very important too. But Mahayana emphasizes that we need to help others when we try to help the self get better. So that's why in the sutra, there are two kings, right? They try to help their people in the country, in the neighbors. One make a vow. I want to attend Buddha first. Then I will come back help those people. But the other king make vows. I want to help them first before I become a Buddha. Right? That's here. Hinayana is the one who want to become the Buddha first and come to help people. Mahayana's view is help people first before you become Buddha. Okay. So these vows, I don't know if you notice that in the sutra, there are many Buddhas mentioned in the sutra, but they have different period of existence for the sentient beings. That's because your vows and your affinity with the people. 那我先讲哈，不是公然讲过了，对不对？建佛塔是跟佛形像哈，因为在古时候呢，其实建筑没有那么发达。 <咳>你要有一个很清净庄严的寺院，大部分都是国王出钱去造的了哈。然后你要佛像哈，你要造一个佛像还贴金身，有没有哈？它就是你一个佛像非常的庄严哈，让人家看了就会心生欢喜，而且呢，你会感觉到平安。那如果说我们可以捐钱建佛塔寺跟造佛形像哈。 等于是可以建引很多很多人来到这个地方，然后他可以修行，那他可以发愿，好，他可以做很多利益众生的事情。那他等于是间接在做大布施，哈。尤其是假设我们这个寺院哈，诸多因缘让很多人去发大愿哦，哇，这个影响又无量无边的呢。你想想看，那个光目女发一个愿哦。 多少众生受度，然后他的妈妈还受记成佛，对吧？这个让人发愿这件事情，实在是非常功德无量的事情。我那时候都不明白，我想说，哪有人 我发愿她成佛了，就女儿发愿妈妈成佛了，奇怪嘞哈，那在因果上怎么讲嘞哈？哇，这个很深嘞哈，就讲到华严的因果同时的这件事情哈。那我们今天没有时间讲哈。So， 然后呢，为什么要读诵大圣经典呢？哈，为什么不是小圣？我们现在不是在哈，大小眼哈，或是说是批判小圣哈？不是的，每一个经典呢哈，都有它的。他要传达的讯息，小圣经典他主要传达是 自我修身修行，我们一定要自己哈、持戒清净嘛哈、然后一定身口意三业要清净，这是很重要的。但是呢，最主要是目的哈、就像说经典里面不是有两个国王嘛哈、一个国王是说。他要先成佛然后再来帮助众生，那另外一个是说我要先帮众生再成佛，就是小圣跟大圣的不同点，我们都会帮助众生的，只是、先后有别、那大圣经典在地藏经尤其是他非常的鼓励我们一定要先帮助众生，发大愿度无量的众生，自己才成佛、那大家觉得说啊，真是很不牢靠呢，自己会下堕呢哈。但是大家在经典里面有没有看到提了好多尊佛，对不对？那从前面的一切智成就如狮子奋训具足万恨如来，然后觉华定自在王如来，觉华定自在王如来的寿命是多少年啊？四百千万亿阿僧祇劫，有没有记得？四百千万亿阿僧祇劫，对不对？那后面的呢？一切智成就如来是什么？六万劫啊，然后清净莲华目如来嘞，四十劫，好，四百千万亿阿僧祇劫变六万，然后再变四十哈，这什么道理啊？佛不是都一样的吗？都无量光无量寿呢哈？为什么他的住世长时间长短有别？你们有没有想过？一尊佛住世的因缘是他跟众生的因缘，假设你是度无量众生才成佛，你就是永远住世啊，就像地藏王菩萨。然后那个一切智成就如来，不是那个国王，不是先一切智成就如来是先怎样，先成佛对不对，再救度众生，所以柳完结这样子哈，意思是这样哈。So, what is the lifetime, you know, the existence for the,、any Buddha to exist, to be with the sentient beings? You know, the Buddha in the first chapter, he has a lifetime of 四百千万亿阿僧，我怎么翻呢？ Very long time, very, very long time. But in the chapter four, it's only like 60,000, and the second Buddha is only like 40 kappa, right? Why from many thousands, millions, billions kappa, and the other is 60,000 kappa, and one is 40 kappa. The 60 kappa, 60,000 kappa, that Buddha is the one who, the king who make vows to.Attend Buddhahood first before then help sentient being. So his affinity with sentient being and the amount of sentient being that affinity with him is dramatically less than the one in chapter one. Okay. So we are encouraged to read the Mahayana Sutra to make vow to benefit sentient beings. So here we again.Emphasize the power of vow. The power of vow is from the sutra. One, when you make vows, the consequence is there. So from Huayan's view, the causes and consequence exist at the same time, exist simultaneously. If the causes change, the consequence change at the same time.So you make vows, everything, the consequence is there. So we read Mahayana Sutra, we make vows. We make vows to benefit sentient beings, and the consequence is there. Okay. And how about recite the Buddha's name? This is even profound. I'm not sure how many of you practice recite the Buddha name in your daily life. I never see Buddha. So when I say Amitabha, 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 just like, oh, so distant. When I say Guanyin Bodhisattva, so distant. And sometimes, you know, when 20 years ago, when I started to practice Buddhism, I just like, oh, chant Buddha's name is so, no feeling, you know, like, so distant. It's just like calling somebody strangers that I never know. And why I can get power from recite Buddha's name? 念佛名号呢，我20几年前开始学佛的时候，说念佛嘛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，然后我又不认识他，我也不了解他呢，然后就念，就好像念一个陌生人的名字，然后念观世音菩萨，就不是很想念嘛，然后因为师父叫我念观世音菩萨，我念的都没有感觉，觉得。 就观世音菩萨，观就觉得好像跟我没有什么关系呢，哈。然后就我还比较喜欢读经哦，里面有讲道理嘛，哈，觉得还蛮有道理的哈。念佛名号，我就觉得啊，当时就觉得不是很相应。但是 ，but then later on, I still practice because 师父 say you got to recite Buddha's name, 观音 Bodhisattva's name. I start to recite it. And through practice and reading sutra, then I start to know what those Buddhas has done in the past life, what vows they have made. And I start to get some affinity, you know, like, oh, these Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, so great. Okay. And later on, when you have some kind of direct experience because of reciting Buddha's name, then you will have strong faith. After you have strong faith, reciting Buddha's name is at the same time reciting Buddha's merits, reciting Buddha's vow, and you will feel empowered. That's when your practice really get on the road. Okay. 那慢慢的，你还是啊，刚开始念没感觉嘛，哈，像嚼蜡一样，跟灿化头一样嘛，哈，嚼棉花嘛，哈。但你还是要去念，师父讲要念嘛，哈，就念，念，念，念，念，念，念，念，哎，念到有一天，你的生命遇到了什么东西，什么重大的 好危机也好，或是重大的什么困境也好，你无路可走的时候，然后你开始念佛、念菩萨圣号，然后你真的有直接的宗教体验的时候，那你就会产生大信心了哈。这时候是别人抢不到的哈，就是那个信心是你跟佛菩萨直接的关系。 然后那个关系呢，会变成当你在念佛的时候呢，念菩萨名号的时候呢，他那一句名号代表所有佛菩萨的功德愿力，然后你在你念佛的时候，就好像他在加持你。这个时候修行就真的上路了哈，还没有很成功，但是至少上路了哈。所以为什么讲信？ 为道源功德母，有没有听过吗？信为道源功德母，就是说，任何一个修行法门，你要到信的时候呢，你修道的开始，它是一个主要的 foundation 基础，你就可以开始在上面盖房子了哦，因为你已经有这个基础了哈。信为道源功德母，so when reciting Buddha's name, you can feel empowered. by the Buddha's name, you build up the foundation of faith. You build up the foundation of your practice. Then you have strong foundation, and then you can start to build first floor, second floor, third floor. If you don't have foundation, no matter how we practice, it collapses very easily. So we got to, and recite Buddha name is the most simple one that all the Buddha and Bodhisattva give us, the most simple practice. And they make vows to empower this name. Whoever recite their name, they got empowered. And this is very, very important, especially sometimes when we're facing life crisis, when we have trauma, when we have strong emotional impact, conflict, when we were facing death, you can't remember what sutras say. You forget everything, but you can pick up one Buddha's name. Okay, that's why everyone need to practice beside the Buddha's name. 那更何况呢，其实我们很多人很好要读经嘛，像我们也来读读什么大部经啊，来背经嘛，多厉害啊，告诉你们，当我们呢重大情绪，人生的重大危机，面临死亡的时候，那些都想不起来，都提不起来，就唯有一句阿弥陀佛或观世音菩萨。我不晓得你们大家有没有经过 这种重大的情绪啊，生命的危机，甚至面临死亡这件事情的时候，你不要想说背一部经啊，你连咒都吃不起来，四大分解多痛苦啊！那唯有一句圣号，你甚至什么都忘记念佛，你就念佛，就念这个字，那你真的会被加持，那就是你那个茫茫大海里面的一根绳子。 你就抓住它，这所有在地藏经也讲，地藏王菩萨是很 open mind 的，他没有说一定要念地藏菩萨，他说你随便念任何一个佛号，念任何一个菩萨圣号，你甚至连必支佛的名字，你随便讲一个我都会来帮你的，不仅那些佛菩萨也来帮你，地藏王菩萨发言说，你只要能够喊出任何一个佛号， 任何一个菩萨圣号，我都会来救你，你都不堕恶道。So Bodhisattva said that, you know, he said that not just beside my name, the Bodhisattva's name, whatever Buddha's name or Bodhisattva's names, you can remember and just call it out loud once. His vow is try to help you and won't let you go to the lower three realms. He will help you out. Okay, so reciting Buddha names is very important. And what we can see, the next topic is about life and death. Sometimes people say, okay, this sutra is for dead people or dying people. Well, this is not true, but life and death is really a big issue in this sutra, because this is a very, very dying and giving to birth, you know, born, is a very key moment for our life. Okay, so in this sutra, one major topic is about when we're approaching death. Past few talks, I mentioned that, you know, if the people is in great suffering and they almost dead, but they cannot die and they cannot get well, right? It's so suffered. And then Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva say, okay, you can do this to help them. And how about when a mother giving birth to a baby? It also mentioned in this sutra what mother or family should do to help this baby come out safely and healthy. Okay, let's talk about the approaching death first. Well, how we can help the dying people. Also, we need to cultivate the four types of merits that I just showed you. And why they need this merit? Not just like have a peaceful dying process. Okay, I die. Not just it. The problem is when they are in the bardo stage, you know, the stage between two lives. They are what we usually say we are 49 days, 7 weeks. For most of the case, 49 days, 7 weeks in between life. That this person will reborn, go to their next life. And their next life doesn't necessary to be human. Depends on their karma. But the key is the dying people, after they die, the consciousness need to have the right view. Right? What is the right view? No jealousy, no craving, no hatred, no ignorance, no jealousy, no ignorance. Because all these five strong emotion ignorance will drag you to the lower realm. And we need to help those people to keep at the right view so that they have a safe transition to next life and to the upper three realm at least. 那临终之时我们也是一样，要帮这往生者，不仅是说啊，我们要帮那些求生求死了不可的人，可以好死，最重要的是死了之后，中阴身有49天，他必须要决定他下一辈子要去哪里。那这下一辈子去哪里不一定是人生，那你要看你的业力，看你是要去 六道里面的哪一道嘛，那可是问题是说，怎么决定？业力很重要，但是我中阴生者的心事是不是保持在正念是非常重要的。什么是不正念？假设我们的心往生之后处于贪嗔痴慢疑这种五种，很强烈的情绪当中，哇，那非常可能的就是堕三恶道，这个佛教也有理论的嘛，所以我们必须帮助往生者在中阴身这个阶段时时保持正念，保持发愿，保持就是慈悲的心，保持一个开放的心，然后保持善念，这是非常重要的。 但是保持善念谈何容易啊，我们现在好好的没事，内心有时候都会把过去的旧怨新仇翻出来复习一下，然后自己这边起无明火，会不会？我也会，想到就气，这样有没有？想到就气，但是我们往生的时候，我告诉你，我们的心事至少100倍。 比我们现在人的心事灵敏100倍，也就是说，当我们往生的时候，这个灵敏的心事只要1000动，是100倍的强。我看到你就讨厌，但是我往生的时候看到你，我是100倍的讨厌。你叫我怎么控制我自己？我现在都不能控制我自己了，我往生的时候。 Besides, the consciousness in the bardo stage, the sutra claim that it's at least 100 times sensitive more sensitive than the regular consciousness. What we have now, the consciousness is very dual. When we get out of this body, no boundaries of this body, our consciousness get 100 times more sensitive than what we are right now. So if we doesn't like somebody, and sometimes, you know, in ordinary life, we will pull out the memories. And then, you know, think of something, you know, people mistreat us. Think of something that really bad, and then we just get angry by ourselves and sitting here, so angry, because I recall what had happened before. And, you know, this kind of emotion will be 100 times stronger when we are in the bottle stage. And when we are, like, here, when nothing happened, we cannot even control ourselves, let alone when we are in a bottle stage. When we have superpower, supernatural power, we can go anywhere to see any people and read people's mind. And then you get even more angry. You lied to me. You're cheating me. You found out some truth. Oh, then this, your emotion will drag you too. And also your Dhamma debtor will come to get you. Unseen Dhamma debtor. They all come, right? And it's a chaos, you know, when in the bardo stage, according to the Tibetan handbook of dying, it's a chaos. You need the help from Buddha, Bodhisattva, or your grandmaster, your guru to help you. Empower you to keep you at the right view, you know. So it's very important. And how can we help them? Make offering, transfer the merit to the Dhamma debtor, you know, just forgive them. And just let go of this bad karma. And also we chant Buddha's name for the dead people, the deceased people. And invited the Buddha to empower them so that all the distraction, all the bad thing won't happen to the dead people in the bardo stage. So that's very important. And then how about when the mother giving birth? Okay, now there is a hard topic about abortion. What is the view? What is Buddha's view of abortion? Okay. 那我们刚刚讲了哈，生的时候哈，死的时候实在是很重要，因为哈死的时候会决定我们下一生去哪里嘛哈。但是哈，我们要出生的时候也很重要了，你好不容易哈，会找一个机会哈，这样要出生了哈，哇，要出生而为人哦，这下要出生出来也是非常不容易的一件事情哈。 那最近哈，啊，也是很多在谈哦，谈什么同性恋嘛，哎呦，谈什么堕胎，哦，现在到处在谈堕胎的事情哈。那天主教教宗还要回复这个问题啊，因为天主教是反对堕胎的嘛哈。那很多人就问我们说，哎，那我们佛教的堕胎，对堕胎的观念是什么？I discuss with some of the people in the car when we went to New Jersey chapter. They have an annual gathering. Also in the car, we discussed about this issue. Sorry, this sutra has no English translation. So I just say it, okay. So what is the Buddha's view about abortion? Then we have to know what is the Buddha's view about the formation of embryo, the formation of life. Then we can talk about our view about abortion. If we know the formation of life of the embryo, then we will understand why Buddhist does not support abortion. Does not support, but not 100% say no. But we don't encourage people to abort. Because life is so precious. Life is so precious. So in Buddha has a sutra called the entrance of embryo, something like that. The sutra talk about how the embryo form and how the consciousness enter into the embryo and become alive. Okay, 我们要讲到我们对于堕胎的观念的哈，我们一定要佛教徒先了解一下胎这个胎的形成，然后心是怎么进入它。好，这个过程我们要了解之后，我们就会知道说为什么其实佛教徒不赞成堕胎，他不会去叫什么encourage，不会去。鼓励大家堕胎，就是因为生命真的是非常非常的珍贵，不管是怎么样的生命是非常珍贵的一件事情。所以在印度呢，佛为阿难哈讲说，我还没有读过这部经典啦，但是我是把他的那个论文拿出来看一下哈。他讲一个入胎经，然后到中国的时候翻译有主要三个译本哈，那三个大的翻译家翻译哈，护法菩萨翻成佛说胞胎经哈，那菩提留支他翻译成佛为阿难说处胎会，然后义净法师呢翻成佛说入胎藏会，好，大家有兴趣可以去看这个经哈。So, what is the conditions for the Bartho to enter into the embryo? It needs major three conditions to make it happen. So it's not like just mother's egg and father's sperm and fertilize, and then we have an embryo and we have a baby. It's not like that. It's not that simple. Of course, this is the key. Okay, there are three must-have conditions to make a baby happen. The first, of course, the mother and father. We need an egg and a sperm. No matter it's in the tube or in the body, they need to fertilize and have the embryo to develop. And the second is you know, Bartho has only 49 days, right? So it's time limited. So during that 49 days, you have to find your parents, and they are together, and then also they shouldn't have any kind of disease so that they cannot have baby. Okay, but the most important part is your karma and your parents' karma need to click it. Harmonize, otherwise no way. Why is that? 中阴身入胎的因缘，因为他只有49天，对不对？他得赶快找一个父母，然后那个父母呢还要两个一起想办法让胎跟卵跟精子这样能够受精。所以他们母亲的精期要对嘛，父母亲要在一起嘛，然后还有呢，你不能假设这父母好，可是问题是他很多父母就不能受孕呢，好，他可能有一些病，好，就算说他们能够在一起也不能受孕啊，这两个因素都要去除，好，在49天之内。但是最重要的一个是哈，你的中阴，我们的中阴身要跟父母有相感的业力与福报感召。好 ，For example, why I say that your karma and marriage should harmonize with your parents' karma and merits. For example, I didn't do good things, I'm just ordinary people, but I think become a royal family is very good. So can my brother say, I'm going to become a British
you know, royal family, the princess and the prince is going to have a baby. Let me try. Let me try. Get into it. I want to become a royal baby.
Is it possible? Why not? 就像我说的，我虽然不是一个什么大坏人，我也做了一点善事，但是我觉得看现在报纸一天到晚在报那些 royal family 哦， Europe 啊，日本啊，不是都有那 royal family 嘛，然后现在报道他们那些小孩看起来不错呢，众人瞩目，想说，哎，这个王子公主正想要想有小孩，对不对？ 干脆我去那一家，我准备要去那一家，我要做那个 royal baby， 可能吗？ 为什么不可能？ 哇，你想要做王子公主？ 你还要有那个王子公主的福报呢，哦。 然后你要跟那两个过去生有姻缘呢， 哦。 So if you want to become a prince, a royal baby, you need to have a strong karma with the prince and princess. And also your merits need to get to that level. So, you know, one time I met one of the followers. I think their family is very rich. Very rich family, even though they are very low key, but they are very rich, and they try to have a boy. You know, in Chinese family, boy is very important. So sometimes family can have 8 daughters, and finally the 9th is a boy. It's crazy. So, I think the couple has a daughter, but they feel so bad, they want a boy. So 15 years later, they try to have the second baby. And it's a girl again. So they are so upset. And the mother's very pressured, stressed, because she cannot have a boy for this rich, famous family. So, what should she do? Maybe her husband has second wife and try it again? 那我们有个信众，他们家世其实是很有名又很有钱的。那有他们那个我们认识的是他的小孩嘛，那问题是生不出男孩嘛，然后生的第一个。 就觉得怎么不是男孩很遗憾嘛，15年后决定，他因为那个女孩女生愧对这个家族，他觉得没有，他有长子又没有生男孩，15年后呢，决定说再来一次吧，生出来又是女孩，然后年纪已经很大了呢，我的意思是说已经40几岁了，你还要再生吗？那压力很大呢。 那怎么办？还是说请他先生再去娶一个年轻的老婆，再生生看？要吗？Finally, one day, the husband talked to the wife. Because he started to read sutra and some sufu's book. And finally, one day he got realization. He talked to his wife. He said, you know, let's give up. 2 daughters, very fine. They are very good. You know, it's really hard to find a boy that has this merit that can be born as in this family and inherit all the money. 所以那个先生有一天，因为他开始学佛，就读经，读师父的书。有一天呢，他居然有觉悟了。 他觉悟之后，他自己去跟他太太讲，他说算了啦，我们两个女儿也都蛮优秀的，说我们不用再生了啦。他说根据经典这样讲， 要有一个男孩哈、哦，生到我们家来哈、哦，继承所有的家产产业哈、哦，那要这样福报的小孩可能很难找，现在不 available 哈、哦，是不是这样 ？Make sense？ You know， 就 you right timing。You need to have a right timing. You know, when they try to have a baby, during that time, there is a very good car. They got to have a baby. They have to have a boy that has the right karma and right merit that match their family to be born in that 49 days. And they you know, have these three conditions all ripe and come to their home, their family. It's really hard. So I feel good for them, you know. For me, boy and girls, what's the difference, right? But this is a tradition, Chinese value, that you know all the money and things go to boy, but the girl is taking care of parents. They take all the money and houses and run away with their wives, right? 那在中国很奇怪的一个价值观，就是觉得一定要生男孩。传宗接代嘛，哈，所以家产呢、哦，全部都是给男生，但是呢，都是女生在照顾父母亲，哈，啊，男生就拿了钱财都跟太太跑了，很多都是这样嘛，哈，对不对？就是中国人的一个迷思，哈。不过现在以后已经慢慢会改了嘛，哈，因为一胎化了嘛，根本没有小孩了，你有一个就不错了，哈。Okay, so and next very important is. That's why we have to thank our parents very, very much. Is when everything condition ripe, and your karma and your parents' karma need to rearrange to make a new five skanda, which is life. Okay, you heard of five skandas, right? Five aggregates. 那现在就是好了哈。你好不容易好你成功啊、哦、进去了哈、哦、但是这个时候你要好好的生出来哈、哦、又从你入胎到你要生出来这段时间哈、哦、又是一个大学问哈、哦、你就知道说父母把我们哈、哦、生出来平安的这样生出来是多么艰巨的工程了哈、哦、因为呢三种因缘合之后我们进了母胎之后，我们的业力跟父母的业力重新要整合，然后产生新的五蕴，哈、哦，色受想行识的这个生命。然后这个生命的延续呢，哈、哦，是那个中阴身过去的业，当然所谓的父母的不敬业就是他们要行淫了，哈、哦。然后呢，还有彼此。业力的感召而产生新的情执so its process is like that、哦、how to rearrange the karma and to form a new five skandhas is the bottles pass karma and the parents need to have sexAnd then the parents and the baby's karma need to harmonize and become a new connection. Okay. So if it failed, then what? Miscarriage? Or baby just die?Or whatever, things will happen. Okay. 那所以呢, 那个过去中阴身的业力哈。 然后父母的这个，然后还有彼此业力的感召哈，产生新的情子之后呢，然后新的生命就新的五蕴就产生了哈。所以呢，这个 baby 要好好的这样生出来，是这个 bondage 这个情子哈，必须要一直维持哦。好，假设说中间有任何的一个闪失哈，失败了，那 就是流产哦，或是事情会发生，或是。 如果我们讲严重一点哈，比如说有什么重大的业力，不管是小孩子或父母亲有重大的业力现前，那个也会不成功，就是会失去生命的哈。So if the parents or the child, the baby has the strong karma that manifests during the pregnancy. Then also the baby will lose the baby. So during that process, during the pregnancy process, the parents' karma and the baby's karma need to be in the right condition that we can be, they can give, you know, we can be born safely. So, how about abortion? If the parents decided to, you know, let go of the baby, they don't want a baby, this is a strong karma. This is a very strong decision to make that we shouldn't say kill the baby, but it's a way of like, you know, you terminate a life, the formation of a life. 好，那我们不能讲说堕胎呢，它是一个真的很那种杀生啊，因为可能有很多的原因呢，哈。但是不可否认的，你终止的一个生命的产生。好，So we understand that there must be some very significant reason for the parents to decide to abort. Then we need to feel compassion with them. Because this must be very difficult situation for them to make this decision. But on the other hand, we need to know that how precious that a life, you know, in life transition, you know, the bottle may come from a human life. The bottle may come from animal. The bottle may come from hungry ghost or hell beings, you know. You know, ascension beings, they might have been waiting for a long time for this chance to happen, and we terminate it. This is, yesterday I talked to Carol about it, and Carol shared with me that she asked the issue about abortion, directly asked the Shifu about his view about abortion, because, you know, for us, if you know that your baby is, what is that called? It had probably have genetic problem, or you know, a drug addiction or something that might be bad for the baby, and then maybe for the family and for the society wise, maybe we just let go. It will be better. And there are many rape or something happens, and then we might choose to choose this way. And so Carol asked Shifu about this question, and so Shifu explained to her the formation of life, how the consciousness into the embryo, how we can give birth to a baby, and the most important part that we can feel the compassion from Shifu is that life is so precious. You know, it's just like, you know, how can we get a human body? There is an analogy saying that there is a blind turtle swimming in a big ocean, and in the big ocean there is a woodlock. And the woodlock has a small hole, small enough only for the turtle's head to get out. And the chance we get a human life is just like a blind turtle swimming in the big Pacific Ocean, and to find that small log and a small hole and to get out of the hole and get saved. The chance is that small. 那所以我昨天在车上跟 Carol 谈嘛，我说哎，这个哈，他说他曾经问过师父，好，因为他以前也会觉得，那你看万一有什么遗传疾病啊，然后又畸形啊，又什么哈，然后又低能啊，那为家来社会带来很大的负担，对吧？那对这个小孩的生命的 quality 也很差嘛，哈，那他很多人都会觉得说，那留 ，you know， 那叫什么哈？堕胎哈，也许是一件不是很，也许是一个还蛮不错的选择嘛，哈。所以他就问师父，那师父就跟他解释。那我听到他回答，我就感觉到师父的那种慈悲。师父解释给他听说，你知道生命是怎么产生的吗？好，生命的过程的产生多么的不容易。然后呢，我们的心事哈，要投生而为人哈。也许这个众生他可能是从地狱中来，可能从动物中来，可能累生累劫不知道在哪六道轮回了多久。有一天他终于因缘成熟，在他的转世的49天之内，他遇到了跟他有缘的父母，好，然后他们刚好又行淫，准备生小孩，父母亲身体都没有问题，这样哈。这样的一个机会，然后进去入胎，他哈在佛经上说人生难得哈，成为人生的几率哈，就像一只盲龟在茫茫的大海里面，有一片小小的木头，那上面有一个洞，那个洞的大小呢是只有乌龟头的大小，那只盲龟要在茫茫万丈一直游，一直游，一直游，找到那个木头之后，还要找到那个洞。然后投身进去，然后他来得救，要得到人生是如此的不容易。好，那个生命，不管他得到的身体，不管他找到的父母亲是多么的贫贱、贫困，好，那不管是他的身体是多么的不完全、残缺，就是 不管多么残缺或不完美。他都是一个人生，因为他有机会可以听闻佛法，他有机会可以修行，他有机会可以培养功德。So, this rare chance for a sentient beings to have a human life is so precious that no matter that the parents that we found, how poor they are,how low class they are, how difficult situation they are, or how incomplete the bodies are. And this is a human life. And this human life, you can learn Dharma, you can understand Dharma, you can practice Dharma, and you can cultivate merits to change your life, future life. If you become an animal again,Nothing will happen. Right? 你们 okay, I will. Have you heard of, I remember I read the news that there is a boy only has no leg, only has upper body, and then he tried to help sentient beings. Right now, he's very famous. And then he give talks to people. And then all the young people see him and know his story. Everybody got encouraged. Have you read this kind of story? Or people lost something, you know? And or have you heard of something that, oh, I read the news that the baby, the twin baby,get split. You read that story? the big you know, every life has his meaning. Especially those babies, they sacrifice their difficult life, and to help us generate compassion and to reflect that our life is so precious and our life is good enough for us to give, to help others. 所以呢, 任何一个生命, 哦, 不管是怎么样残缺不全, 多么的痛苦的一个生命, 它都有它的意义。 好, 那我记得以前看报纸, 看到有一个小朋友, 他生出来就是没有腿, 就只有上半身。 但是齁, 他就想办法, 用尽方法齁, 然后他不知道是做了什么事, 我忘记了。 后来呢, 他现在到处, 全世界演讲的咧, 然后跟小朋友讲, 分享他的奋斗过程, 每个人都非常感动, 非常的这个激励齁。 那还有, 我还有看到其他那种, 比如说那连体婴啊, 还有很多那种非常悲惨的生命故事呢, 其实都一再的提醒我们这些人, 说我们的生活已经是够好的了, 我们已经够幸福了, 我们已经够有福报了, 然后我们是, 我们有能力奉献跟给予他人的, 我们不管我们怎么样, 我们都有能力奉献跟怎么样, 供养他人的。 那这给我们这种生命故事带给大众的启发跟启发我们的慈悲心哦，哎，你说这种生命有没有意义啊？真的，然后他呢，他因为这样生命故事的分享哦，他自己也怎样累积的无量的功德，那是他一个转换的非常大的一个契机，有一个人生。 OK。 So like I say, there is no right or wrong about abortion, but for Buddhist perspective, life is precious. Every life has its meaning. And if that individual has no ability to take care of it, all the society need to help. All the society need to have a mechanism to help those who have difficulty to give birth to the baby. Okay. So, you know, this is just a very simple outline that there are four conditions for the consciousness to enter into the embryo. The first is you enter into the embryo with right view, and you stay, you know, in your mother, in the mother's belly with right view. And when you come up out of the body, you still have the right view. That's a great practitioner. The second one is the bardo enter into the consciousness with right view. And then in the belly, you still have the right view. But when you come out, you forget everything. The third kind is you enter, the bardo enter into the embryo with the right view. But when you stay it there and come out, you forgot. The first three kinds, and the fourth one is you enter, you stay, and you come out, you forgot everything. No right view, only your karma. Okay. So the first kind is the great practitioners, like, you know, the reincarnation of Dalai Lama, for example, you know. And then they come out as a great practitioner. They have all the characteristics of the practitioner, good practitioner, from baby. They don't need to cultivate, they continue. The second one is, it's also a great practitioner, but it's just like when they come out, they forgot. But, you know, if they have a chance to hear Dhamma, they pick up right away. And the third kind is also a good practitioners, but then when they come out, they hear the Dhamma, they feel the affinity with the Dhamma, and they'd like to have a practice life, but they need to work hard because they need to compete with their karma as well. you know, because we have all kinds of karma, right? We have good karma, we have bad karma, we have a petitioner's karma, and we also have five pleasures karma, okay? So that's why you sometimes can hear that, oh, you know what? You go to fetch a fortune teller, they tell you that your past life is a monk. But right now, you are in miserable condition with all kinds of family issues. That's because your karma cannot overcome. It cannot compete with your previous life's petitioner's karma. And the fourth kind is we ordinary people. You know, when we don't know how we get into... At the moment we enter into the embryo, we forgot everything. And then everything is, depends on the karma. 那我讲四种入胎这个很重要，因为大修行人入胎、助胎、安胎的助胎，还有出胎的时候都是保持正念的，就像达赖喇嘛转世，这种大修行人都是这样，他不用 pick up， 他就直接一直连续修行。 那第二种也是修行人，他是入胎助胎都保持正念，出来的时候忘记了，那忘记了之后呢，但是他只要有一个因缘接触到，他马上就相应，又开始了。第三种是入胎保持正念，因为大家的帮忙，佛菩萨加持，我入胎是保持正念，但是进去之后忘记了。那这种呢，他也有修行的善根。 可是呢，他必须要再跟他往昔的业力呢较量，就他听闻佛法，他觉得我喜欢这个，我比较喜欢这个，那听这个他也很容易相应，可是呢，他也很喜欢无欲的享乐，就两边在比较嘛，所以你们常常有时候我们有时候有人去算命，就说，你上辈子是出家人呢，这辈子怎么变这样？ 这辈子怎么没有出家？你上辈子出家人呢？这辈子怎么没有出家？怎么这样子婚姻搞成这样？怎么这样子？对，他上辈子出家，他有那个，但他的修行力不够深到，就他还是会喜欢女人嘛，那赚钱嘛，所以就是两边较量这样，但他学会学习佛法，然后他会很欢喜这样子。 那第四种就是我们这种，就是完全无名状态，从一入胎就是业力在控制我们，然后这样子，有时候听闻佛法，有时候又起怀疑，就来来去去又不知道来干嘛，就是沉沦，随着业力沉沦，就是这种。So why I'm talking about this? In the sutra, there is a chapter, chapter 7 and chapter 8. Repeatedly talk about, if you want to have a baby, you need to do cultivate the merits. The parents, the family, need to cultivate the four types of merits to help you, the mother, to help the baby. Because you need good karma to keep this baby and enhance the baby's good karma. So when they come out, they have a good health, they have a healthy body, and they have a good merit. And then so when we do the four merits for the baby, because the fourth kind, the baby's everything is spent on his karma. So we need to cultivate a merit and transfer the merit to the baby so that he can safely go through the process and be born as a human being. Okay? So, this is not, this changing life is a very important issue for practice. Just like ordinary, now we are adult people here. But have we changed our life? Have we changed our fate? Very few of us. Success. 那我们为什么要讲这个过程？第一个，让大家知道说生命非常的珍贵。第二个是说，为什么呢？在《地藏经》里面，特别第七、第八品， 一直在讲说，如果你要生 baby， 生死死时有没有哈？我们为什么要做这四大类的功德？因为你要改变自己的业力，要改变这个 baby 的业力，然后让这个生产的过程，还有未来这个 baby 的生命的品质改变，等于是在修行功德的改变一个生命，这是多么不容易的事啊！你看，像我们哈，出生到现在哈，长这么大了哈，我们真的有改变自己的命运吗？我们有改变自己的生命吗？老实说，很少人成功了。我们大部分都是在随业力而转，但是在入胎的时候，因为我们还没有很多染浊，还没有被这个五浊恶世影响，对不对？这个时候是很好的契机，所以在改变一个人生命，给他功德最好的一个契机，就是他生到死这中间，就是生的那个过程，生的中间那个过程，死的过程，还有他生的那个过程，是非常重要一个改变生命的一个契机。好，是地藏经告诉我们的。So for us, we have exposed to this Saha words, so many attractions, so many desire.It's really hard for us to keep the right view all the time and change our own karma. So, but then Earth Store Sutra taught us that the very important and very good timing to change lives, our lives and the future lives, is from dying to borrow to the next life, you know, the embryo, the consciousness.The formation of life. This period, if we try to accumulate as much as possible the merits, and we are changing the life, we are changing the karma of the baby and ourselves and their future lives. Okay. Transfer the merits. Let's do it faster. Another key teaching for this Earth Store Sutra is keep telling us that we need to transfer the merits. We are encouraged to all kinds of merits, but we need to transfer the merits. 我刚刚有没有讲中文哈？没讲中文。OK， 好，反正呢。我刚刚也是讲哈，就是说，在为什么说《地藏经》一直强调说，一直常常会强调哈生跟死的功德，好，就是因为说这段期间事实上是我们哈改变一个生命的最佳时刻，然后佛菩萨还有什么鬼王有没有一大堆，通通要来护持地藏王菩萨呢哈。然后那时候的干扰也最大，但是要改变也最容易，最显著啦哈，也不能说最容易，最显著。那接下来就是要讲回向哈，因为整个经典从头到尾一直在讲回向嘛哈，一直在讲回向，回向有很大的学问哈，时间不多哈，没关系，下一次讲另外一部经的时候还可以再讲哈。这个回向哈，有几大类啦，但是我把它分成两大类，一个是回向自己的亲属，一个是回向法界一切众生。好，我们常常在诵经啊法会不是回向亲属嘛，哈，或是回向自己啦，哈，啊什么什么找工作啦，哈，结婚啦，哈，各式各样的啦，哈，因为回向自己跟亲属，一个是回向法界哈。那根据经典来讲呢，回向亲属是三生受乐，回向法界呢是什么？就是毕竟成佛。So in the sutra, when we talk about transfer merit, we can roughly categorize two kinds. One is to transfer the merits to ourselves or our families for a certain benefit. For example, I want to have a good job. I want to have good health, and I want to have a baby boy, I want to have something. And so if we transfer the merits to ourselves or families, probably we can benefit three lifetimes. The power of the merit can last for three lifetimes. But if we transfer the merits to all the Dharma realms, all the sentient beings in the Dharma realms, then you are, according to the Buddha, say that you are designated to become a Buddha. Why this is so different? 那为什么会不同? Huh? If we transfer the merits to our lifetime, our families and ourselves, and we still have the view of I, self, and so the merits become a merit with outflow, and so it's just like money, and then you spend it. You can spend it for three lifetimes, and you spend up the money, and then no merits, because the merits still has attachment to self, and then it becomes a merit of outflow. But how about you transfer the merits to the Dharma realm? 如果我们回向自己跟亲属, 那还有一个我的概念, 我和我的概念呢, 那这个功德呢, 就是有漏的功德。 那有漏的功德哈，这三生受乐赚真不错的了哈。等于是说，这个功德好像是一个钱哈，你就是花三辈子把它花完这样子，好，因为它有漏的嘛哈，哎，三辈子花完，所以富不过怎样几代啊，富不过三代嘛哈。那但是如果回向法界又是怎么一回事呢 ？If we are transferring the merits to the Dharma realm, Dharma realms, all the sentient beings in the Dharma realms, mean you start to detach this concept of self. All the merits belongs to the Dharma realm. All the merits belongs to all the sentient beings. You break the bondage between you and sentient beings. Until we totally let go the concept of self, then we unify all the sentient beings and we see the true Dharma realm. Then there is no self and no others, and no oneness. That's the process, and the merit is called the merits without outflow. So, since the merit is without outflow, so it sustain until you reach Buddhahood. And it keep accumulating. That's why. If we are cultivate the merit without outflow, we are designated to become a Buddha in the future. 那回向法界哈，就是因为你一直觉得说这功德不是我的，一直给，一直回向法界哈啊，那法界的概念哈，也看我们的修行功力有多高了哈。我们自己的法界哈，修行不好，法界就这样。 啊，在修行好一点法界再大一点嘛，哈。那有一天你把你的自我全部放下之后，就真正看到一真法界的时候呢，就华严讲的一真法界的时候呢，就没有我跟众生的差别，一切本来就在那里，好，然后因果同时，好的道理我们就会懂了。那这时候，当我们在做任何功德，一直不断练习回向法界的时候呢。 一直在放下自我的时候呢，他这个功德就变成是无漏的功德，<咳>无漏的功德，顾名思义就是它不会流掉，所以它就一直累积到我们成佛。好，那这就是功德回向的一个道理。所以我们一定要不断的回向，不要说这是我的功德啦，哈啊，我做有多大的功德啦，哈啊，我爸爸啦，我妈妈啦，哈啊哦。 那这个我的概念就实在是非常强烈的了哈。老实说，真的我们真的能够观因缘见缘起哈，一切事情的成就本来具足，绝对不是我们任何一个人成就的众生成就。当我们了解任何事情都是众生成就的时候，我们还敢说自我的功德吗？不会这样讲了嘛哈。So when we can really see the principle of causes and condition, and see really see the conditions dependent arising, we will know that everything is already achieved. Everything is already fulfilled. All the so-called achievement is by all sentient beings, not by me, not by you, or not by us. It's by all the sentient beings. Then we won't claim that this merit is mine and I will transfer to you. This is still have me and, you know, duality. And so we keep practicing, we do good things, we keep practicing, transfer the merit to the Dharma realm. We will get to this stage. Sorry, not English. This is this is what I talk about. 所以哈，我们就要练习哈，不断的回向嘛哈。那我们不断的回向之后呢，我们就会听感觉到这个叫做圆人论哈，华严经系的圆人论哈，他讲的这个层次，从第一个最低阶一直修到最高阶哈，就是不断的回向，不断的回向，不断的回向的过程哈。So this is stages.Of practice by the Huayan school, and from the sutra of the origin of life. So this sutra is to discuss what is the origin of life. You know, we science talk about that too. What is the origin of life? And then we start to say, oh, you know, we have karma. You know, we have causes and consequence. And why we have karma? Well, because we have body and mind.And so now it's a two-way. People say, okay, this body and mind. So that's the ego of the body and mind. Means the Hinayana say, I don't want to have body anymore. They go to the Nirvana. So that's the Hinayana. But Mahayana say, yeah, we have body and mind. But what is carrying between life and life after life, then they found out the consciousness. It is the consciousness that keep us life, keep the life after life. But what is consciousness? Consciousness is how we perceive all the phenomena. But then we found out that all the phenomena are manifest from our mind. It's not a true phenomena.Then we have to go up again and push again. So what is life? So phenomena is not life. And how about the nature of consciousness? Yes, that's it. But the phenomena is empty. And the one perceived phenomena is also empty. It wouldn't be like one is real, the other is false. And then we push you up more.Then who is perceiving the emptiness? Right? And push up. And then so it's a process of let go, let go, let go what we know about the Dharma realm. Let go of what we know about the phenomena and truth. And then until we really see the true mind. 那我就大略齁讲一下齁真的是这个是圆人论的一个修行次第哈，我们讲哈，啊有因啊因啊因果业报哈，啊是人天教，那我们就讲四圣谛嘛哈，苦集灭道上去，然后断惑灭苦啊，断惑灭苦，然后就说哎，苦是来自何处？因为我们认为这个身心为我嘛，那这就大小圣就要分开了哈，小圣说既然这个身心为我，咱们不要身体了，灰飞灭智。把身体烧了哈，这个灰飞灭智，然后我就进入涅槃。可惜 ，sorry， 没有，还没到嘞哈。所以要回小向大，一定要走大圣路线。大圣路线说：“哎呦，一生又一生的轮回，什么是轮回的主体呀、啊？”然后就发现说：“哎呦，有一个心事呢哈，不是身体而已哦，心事。那心事就开始讲说，心事是什么啊？ 现在我们身上看到所有的世界的一切现象都是心事所变的，所以叫做唯识嘛，一切唯心造。那这下好了，一切唯心造，那谁知道这个是，那是什么知道一切唯心造呢？那就是唯识性。好，那唯识性就是好，有一个找到一个名词叫唯识性。那请问你的现象是假的啊，你看这个现象就可能是真的吗？然后又哦不行，又不对了，然后又往上呢，好像说哦，心静，心跟静都是空的。那这些还要再问呢？那我们到底什么？我们都不存在呢？不对呢？那再问说，知无者谁？知道心静皆空的那个又是谁呢？再往上追问哈，因为在缘人嘛，知道生命的源头，然后就要修中观断无明哦，这时候才会站到我们的本觉真心哈。所以呢，在这个修行的过程中，它是不断的一直放下，一直放下。一直放下我们对于这个法界的局限，一直放，一直放，一直放哈、哦，所以我们要一直回向，一直回向呢，一直回向。你不管你认为的法界，你认为的一切众生的范围有多大，你就是要回向你现在觉得最大的范围。然后有一天你修行有成果了，你的法界又变大了，最后真正的看到一真法界的时候呢，那就才是见到我们本觉的真心。好，因为我时间已经超过了， So I overtime a little bit because I have to finish up. This we will keep repeating because this is very important process stages for the practice of Earth Doors Bodhisattva. And that's why I say it covers everything. And that's why I feel like Earth Door Sutra is the miniature of 华严 Sutra, okay? 所以我为什么这样讲？因为我后来在诵地藏经的过程，我发现地藏经真的是小华严呢，他在讲华严世界的一切，好，他的道理在这边。那在读地藏经的过程中，我们一定要能够打开自己，借由地藏王菩萨的愿去打开自己的法界观，法界观还有众生的观念。还有修行的观念，好，要不要老是都在培养人天福报了哈？人天福报的第一层而已了哈，我们后面还有那么多层哈，一定要培无漏的福报了哈，不要培人天福报哈。So, even though we are at the first level, we are cultivating the merits of heaven and human beings, you know, the merits with our floor, but we need to know the roadmap, you know, and encourage us.There's still more upper to go, you know, and that's cultivate the merits and transfer the merits so that all the merits become the merits without our floor. So I roughly finish up the Earth Door Sutra, and next time, then we'll talk about that. Next time, we will talk about this.We finish this is the face and vows. It's the foundation for the practice. Then the second sutra is called the sutra for the divination and discernment of consequence of wholesome and unwholesome karma. This is the Bodhisattva Kittisgarbha bring us to deep understanding about the karma. Okay. 那第二明年要讲的是战茶三个夜八经哈，不要看这是算命的经哈，这不是哈，我们已经前面讲地藏经已经有那个信愿的基础之后，现在才要真正了解哈这个道理是什么，要了解真正业的道理是什么，好，啊，这不是算命的经典哈，对，非常重要哈。我虽然不是专家哈，但是我会努力的哈，鼓励我自己读哈。这个呢，地藏跟华严，藕益大师、弘一大师、孟禅老和尚三个，我会去好好的研读他们写的东西。那他们三位大德、祖师大德非常的推崇这三部经典哈。那我不能说我有什么体验，但是我会把他们的精华呢整理出来跟大家分享。谢谢大家。 So I will share this, try my best to use the three grandmasters' comments about this second sutra and share with you.